From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns is expounding chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. This passage describes mankind's descent into unspeakable wickedness and perversion, the result of having rejected God's revealed truth about himself. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, it is this suppression of God's truth that is the foundation of all other sin. We see that man has no excuse for not knowing God, for even the very heavens declare the glory of God. Verse 25 says that sinful men have exchanged the truth of God for a lie. This is the rejection of God's revelation, the consequences of which are darkness in this world and eternal damnation in the next. In spite of the clarity of the revelation in their consciences, men prefer their sin to the knowledge of God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message entitled, Rejectors of God Rejected. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Reward for the Righteous. The text is Psalm 58, verse 11. So that a man shall say, Verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth. God's judgments in this life are not always clearly to be seen, for in many cases one event happeneth alike to all. This is the state of probation, not of punishment or reward. Yet at times God works terrible things in righteousness, and even the careless are compelled to own his hand. Even in this life, righteousness has that kind of reward which it prefers above all others, namely, the smile of God, which creates a quiet conscience. Sometimes other recompenses follow, for God will be in no man's debt. But at the same time, the chief reward of the righteous lies in the hereafter. Meanwhile, on a large scale, we mark the presence of the great ruler among the nations. He breaks in pieces oppressive thrones and punishes guilty peoples. No one can study the history of the rise and fall of empires without perceiving that there is a power which makes for righteousness and in the end brings iniquity before its bar and condemns it with unsparing justice. Sin shall not go unpunished, and goodness shall not remain unrewarded. The judge of all the earth must do right. Therefore, let us fear before him, and no more dread the power of the wicked.
Have you not known, have you not heard, God's throne remains on high, established by his mighty hand, for the earth and sky.
him you cannot see, nor trace the working of his hands. He gives the conquest to the weak, supports the fainting heart, and courage in the evil hour his heavenly age
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the ltbsradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. Thank God I'm not an idolater. Thank God I'm not in that cesspool of human idolatry. Thank God I'm not bowing down to gods of wood and stone or other idols of man's making. Thank God I know the living and the true God, and I'm worshiping Him. He is the Creator who is to be praised forever. But men took the very opposite tact, and they exchanged the worship of God for idolatry. They exchanged the Word of God for invention, for the lie, the falsehood, the invention of man. They had the revelation of God, and they turned from the light of revelation to the darkness of the lie. They came away from a revelation to a human invention. And the reference again is primarily to the lie of idolatry. It is a lie. Nowadays we are taught to believe that all religions are just expressions of one central truth. That they are all aspects of the worship of the one God. It doesn't matter whether you call Him Jehovah or Allah, or whether you are a Buddhist or a Muslim or a Romanist or a Protestant, a Bible believer or a rationalist. It doesn't really matter, because ultimately all these are but aspects of the truth of the one God. Don't you believe it? Don't you believe it? The Bible says this is the lie, not just a lie, not one of many lies. It is preeminently the lie that undergirds every other lie. This is the lie that is at the heart of the condition, the state of the world that Paul is here describing. It's why we read in Isaiah chapter 44 this evening. Do you notice what it says in verse 20? Of the idolater, he feeds on ashes. A deceived heart has turned him aside so that he cannot deliver his soul. He cannot say, is there not a lie in my right hand? He has cut down a tree. And there's a lot of irony and mockery in Isaiah 44. He cuts down a tree. He takes this part of the stump and he chops it into firewood. And he cooks his dinner on it. And the next part of the stump he carves into a god, and he worships it, and he falls down and he says, deliver me. And such is the state of deception in the human heart that he cannot see the absolute stupidity of that. I mean, he could just as well have burned the part of the tree that he's now worshipping. And he's crying to the tree, deliver me. It's the lie. And this lie, of course, is not limited to the crass forms of idolatry, where men fall down before wood and stone and images. It includes everything that man substitutes for the revealed truth of God. And I want to make the blanket statement tonight that everything that is based on a rejection of divine revelation is the lie. Everything that is based on the rejection of God's revelation is the lie. And yet, you know, this is the formal basis of most modern thought. This is the formal basis, for example, of just about every discipline in higher education in the Western world. You cannot approach any subject, we are told, on the presumption and the presupposition of the truth of Scripture. That would destroy your academic credentials. Let me tell you, if you don't do it, it will destroy a whole lot more than your academic credentials. It will destroy your soul in hell forever. This is where we have got to in this evil world. Man's arrogance has so ascended to what he thinks is the throne of power that he can take the revelation of God and say, I must suspend judgment on that while I, by my investigative powers, arrive at the truth. Notice what verse 28 says. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Literally, they did not approve the knowledge of God. The Greek term has in it the idea of testing and then rejecting as unworthy. Men have come to the revelation of God in nature. They have tested it. And they reject it. Just as they have come to the revelation of God in Scripture, and they have tested it, and they reject it as unworthy, base, despicable. And so they cast it aside. Our Savior well said in John chapter 3, verse 19, light is come into the world. Oh, let's understand this. There is no lack of light either in natural revelation or supernatural revelation. Despite the fall of man and the consequent curse of God upon the earthly creation, yet general or natural revelation bears an abundant witness to the God who created it. The special revelation of Scripture has the stamp of God on every page. It's why many of the Reformed apologists like to speak of God's Word as the self-attesting Scriptures of truth. Jesus Christ is God incarnate. The world could never be the same after the coming of Christ into the world. Oh, the light is shining. The light is shining. But Jesus said, light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Ah, now we're getting to it. Because their deeds were evil. That's why they rejected the Word of God for the invention, the lie. And then they rejected a walk with God for immorality. Their deeds were evil. They, as Paul puts it here, God found them in the lusts. Verse 24, the word through is the word in the lusts of their own hearts. That's where he found them. Men luxuriating in lust. You see, God's truth always calls for purity. God is holy. You cannot be in touch with God without the demand for holiness reaching your heart. The gospel is called the doctrine that is according to godliness. And that's exactly why fallen men reject truth for error. They want to be free. What a word to use, but that's the word that's always on their lips. They want to be free to pursue their lusts without divine restraint. Notice again in John 3 and verse 19, Jesus Christ is making it abundantly plain. This is the condemnation of God upon men. This is his condemnation. This is why he condemns them. Light has come into the world, but they reject the light because they love their sin. Their deeds are evil. And the desire is that God will remove his restraints. One of the most sickening aspects of modern life in Britain and America and throughout all Europe indeed today is this constant harping on the so-called freedom of expression. The U.S. Constitution has been subverted to support the expression of every foul and hellish thing. I want to tell you, there is no freedom in that expression except freedom for the devil to corrupt and damn the souls of men and cause unspeakable havoc. Free from God, that's bondage. That's bondage. It's a very dangerous desire. And I want to address this very solemnly tonight, because there are many young people here, and some of you feel at times that the gospel is putting brakes on you, it's putting restraints upon you, that the Word of God is holding you back, it's penning you in. You see the ungodly out there, you see the world doing this and going here and engaged in the other thing, and you feel that you're being penned in. Well, you want to thank God you're being penned in. I want to thank God for it. If God ever lets you out, if God ever gives you the desire of your heart to be free from divine restraint, He gives you up. It's a sad thing, that. Lifting it into a slightly different realm, I have never forgotten what happened in Dr. Paisley's church many years ago on the Ravenhill Road in Belfast, the old Ravenhill Church. When a young woman came into the meeting Sunday night after Sunday night, God smote her heart with conviction, and she sat under a tremendous weight of conviction. And yet, she did not come to Christ. This went on for many weeks. Then came a Sabbath evening, she was in church, and she sat without the slightest concern in the world. In those days, Dr. Paisley, it's still true of him today, but in those days particularly, as a young flaming evangelist, he thought nothing at all of stopping people on the way out, talking to them about their soul. I'd like to talk to you. So he brought her into the inquiry room. He asked her, "What has happened?" With a laugh, she said, "Preacher, last Sunday night, I could not sleep. I could not get away from God. I could not get away from conviction. Last Sunday night, I got out of my bed and I knelt before God and I cried, 'Oh God, leave me alone. Leave me alone.'" She said, "I got up from my knees without a worry." As far as I know, God took her at His word and left her alone ever since. A dangerous desire, for when God allows men to have it fulfilled, it always destroys them.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.